Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok. Across, look, all social media, Mental Illness, find me there. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platforms around, you know, social media to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of this disorder. Because guess what, y'all? You might not be crazy. You just might not be. You might have a splash of it, but you might not be crazy. Today's episode is going to be about how there's nothing you do will ever be enough for a narcissist. And let's just get that clear. And when I mean nothing you do, I mean nothing you do. Because like, as a narcissistic person, as a toxic person, whatever you want to call me or whatever, because I know everybody's not a narcissist, but literally diagnosed narcissist here. As a narcissist, like, I know for a fact that nothing you do will ever be enough. Because we are always moving the goalposts. We are always changing the conditions of our love and affection. We are always changing the things that used to work to make us happy. They don't work anymore. So now you, as my significant other or my sibling or whoever, my kids, you have to find another way to gain my approval. And guess what? I'm not going to tell you what that is, because that makes it too easy on you. Because look, guess what? If you can't figure out how to make me happy, then you never really cared about me anyway, did you? Did you? You never cared about me. You never loved me. If you love me, you would know me. You would know what makes me happy. Correct? Yeah, correct. Exactly. Because you see how twisted and sinister the narcissistic mind works, y'all. Because that's literally the thought process right there. That's how it works right there. You know what I mean? I tell people this all the time. It's just like, people are just like, I can't make this person happy. I can't make him happy. I can't make her happy. I'm just, look, because nothing you do will be enough to make a narcissistic person content and happy for a long period of time. You can make them happy in spurts, but nothing you do will be enough to keep them happy. That's why you'll be doing everything that you can do. You'll be spending money. You'll be buying them stuff. You'll be giving them, you know, putting the cheeks on them, letting them clapping cheeks, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to do. You'll be doing all of that stuff, and they'll still go out and cheat on you. They'll still withhold love and affection from you. They'll still lie to you. They'll still rage out on you and yell and scream at you. They'll still do all of that stuff. Because nothing you do, you can't give enough to a narcissist. Because a lot of times when you're loving somebody like myself, you are trying to outlove what made us who we are. You're trying to, because we've told you our trauma. We've told you everything that we went through in childhood. We told you how we were raised. We told you how our dads walked out on us, or our moms belittled us and held us back. We told you how we were raised and grew up. We told you how our ex-wife cheated on us and lied to us and manipulated us. We told you all the trauma we've been through. We've told you all of that. And you know it. So now you are trying to outlove the trauma that made us narcissistic. You are trying to outlove the trauma that made us toxic. And you can't do that. You don't possess enough love to do that. I know you want to say, I'm going to try, Lee. Hey, Lee, I know what you just said to me. I know. I hear you. I heard you loud and clear. You got a Blue Yeti mic right here and a Sony camera right here. I heard you loud and clear. The volume is crisp. But I still am going to try. And I'm just like, okay, cool. Go ahead and try. Because the more you try, the more you lose. The more energy and time, effort, energy and love you put into this person, the more you take away from yourself, the more you take away from your kids. Because, and I know people like, it doesn't take away from my kids trying to love my husband, trying to love my wife. It does. It 100% does. Because when you are putting so much effort into your significant other and it's not working, you're putting way too much effort into your significant other and it's not working, you lose. You get down on yourself. You usually got yelled and screamed at for trying to do something nice for your narcissistic person. You get yelled and screamed at for trying to do something nice. That takes away your energy. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say or how you feel about that. That literally takes away your energy, and you give less to your children. So children suffer from it as well. Other people just like, no, Lee, you're all wrong. I know what I'm talking about, y'all. And a lot of people are going to co-sign this in the comment section and things like that because they know it's true as well. This is a journey. I'm telling you, this journey I'm on, I understand way more about myself than it I've ever done before. Because I tell people that all the time. You cannot outlove the trauma that made that person a narcissist. You cannot do that because guess why? This is why you can't do it. Because it's their trauma. It's our trauma. We have to work through it. We have to deal with it. And most people, most narcissistic people, don't want to deal with that trauma. We'll use it. We'll talk about it to you to make you feel sad for leaving us or to make you feel sad for trying to leave us, to make you feel sad for filing divorce papers or trying to take my kids away from me. I'll use that against you 100 times if it works, because it works. You're going to leave me and take away my kids? I told you what my dad did to my family. God. I just can't get away from it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I do so messed up. Gotcha. I can't do anything right. Gotcha. And you can't say that doesn't work because it 100% does work. Because people stay in these relationships because they narcissists start crying. I didn't think narcissists could cry. I can cry on cue, y'all. You want me to cry on cue? Okay, I ain't got time right now, but I got to finish the video for the one-on-one start. But literally, I can cry on cue. And I know people are just like, you can't cry on cue, Lee. How would you cry on cue? Beep, 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 boop, 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 bink, bink, bink. Glitter, glitter, glitter. But like I said, you just can't, like, you don't possess enough love. And that's not me being disparaging towards you. That's not me being disrespectful towards anybody listening to this, because, you know, I appreciate all of y'all. That's me trying to be realist with y'all. Because when you get into these situations, the deeper you get, the more love you try to give, the less you give to yourself. And that's what gets you caught up. Because you think you found your person and you want to keep this person. You know what this person is capable of, because typically in the beginning of a relationship with a narcissist, they give you love and affection. They give you all of this. They give you all of that stuff. So you know what they are capable of. You know what we can do. You want to get back to that. You're fighting to get back to that. You're overcompensating to get back to that. And that's why I say all the times, when you're in a relationship with a narcissist, the dynamic of the relationship switches. It rolls over. It's kind of like, you know, it rolls over. Because we are pursuing you. We're giving you all the love, the affection, the caring. Just round of applause with the cheeks and whatnot. We're doing all of that type of stuff right there. Then it switches because you end up chasing us. You end up trying to get back to that point where we were giving you all the love, care, and affection. You end up chasing after us. Chasing behind us. And we like it. We know it because once the dynamic switches, we know we are in control. We know we have the power is in our hands now. And we use it. We wield it like a sword. Like, what'd you say? Unsheathe that sword and hit you with it. Bap. What'd you say? No love. Bap. What'd you say? No affection. Bap. No, I'm not clapping the cheeks tonight. Bap. Gotcha. Not physically. Some people will physically hurt you, but that's not me. Anyway. But literally, that's how it goes, though. I know a lot of people get twisted up and tied up into these relationships because you want to love that person. You found your person, especially if you have a cluster B disorder, especially if you have BPD. You are in for a ride with a narcissist. God, you just are. BPD, MPD relationships, woo! You're going to be battling. You're going to be battling to try to keep these narcissists, because that narcissist is your favorite person, and they wield it. They wield it like a sword against you as well. You know what I said, y'all? You just can't. And I know it sucks to hear that, but you just can't give enough to that person. Like, can you give enough to them situationally? Yeah, situationally, you can possibly do it, but it changes. Because you could do something to make me happy 1 week, and then the next week, you're like, I'm going to do it again. And all of a sudden, I don't like that stuff. I pretended to like it last time to make you happy. I'll say something like that. You don't really know me. You don't really care about me, because if you knew me and you cared about me, you would know that this doesn't make me happy anymore. How are you supposed to know? How are you supposed to know? You weren't, like, I'm telling you, y'all, if you want to stay in a relationship like this, you're going to have to develop, oh my goodness, you're going to have, You're going to be jealous of other people's relationships. You're going to be jealous of other people's relationships around you. Why can't my relationship be like that? Why can't we be like that anymore? We used to be the it couple. We used to be relationship goals. And now I want relationship goals. Now I have relationship goals. Now I need relationship goals. The dynamic switches. And like I said, and when you try to leave, sometimes the narcissist will offer you a way out. You can know you can leave if you want to. You can leave. You don't have to be here. Nobody's holding you hostage. You can leave. And then you decide to leave. Guess what? The narcissist flips out on you. You gonna leave me? Or if it's a woman, you gonna leave me? No. You gonna leave me? They'll flip it on you. I can't believe you gonna leave me. You never cared about me. The same verbiage. You gonna leave me? You never cared about me. You never loved me. You ain't never been there for me. You just like my mama. You just like my mama. That's why I hate your ass, Gary. That's why I hate you. Boom, got you. You don't want to be like my mama because you hate my mama, remember? That's the dynamics, y'all. I'm telling you, that's how it works, though. If you decide that you want to stay in a relationship like this, this is your future. This is what you have to deal with. You either have to develop a way to get around this type of stuff or to just not let it get to you as much, or you have to just deal with it, because a lot of times you have to end up just dealing with it because the narcissist feels like they are in control and you are chasing them, so they are you think they are in control. I know it's a lot to deal with. It's a lot to process. I know it's a lot to take in, but like, there's not enough love on this planet for a narcissistic person. That's why we are always chasing a new high. That's why we're chasing a new love, a new supply, so to speak, and things like that. I know it's tough to hear, but like, this is the stuff we have to deal with in this real world situations and things of that nature. So anyways, y'all, I'm gonna cut this thing short. Got some one-on-ones I gotta do here in a little bit. You know, if you do want to do a one-on-one, the link is in the bio. I'll do them over Zoom. Thanksgiving time is coming up, so be careful with your narcissistic person. You know they're gonna bug out during Thanksgiving, and they might throw the turkey in the trash or in the toilet or some crazy ish like that. Don't let them ruin your Thanksgiving. Take back your power. Stand in your truth. You know, eat some turkey. Feed them a bunch of turkey so they get a lot of tryptophan in them, and they'll go to sleep. You know, the turkey has that pheromone, their hormones. Turkey has something in it, a chemical in it that makes you sleepy. So feed your narcissist a lot of turkey. Make them sleepy so you can have a good Thanksgiving. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Mental Illness is out. Peace. And y'all know, I got to get a little bit extra love to my Apple Music people, my Spotify people, and my other podcast folks. I love y'all so much. I love y'all more than my YouTubers. Go join the YouTube, y'all, and just let them know. I'm just joking. Give me hit that 5 stars for me. I truly appreciate y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace.